Use the Fluff, Ray. Written by Ermengarde and read by DePatty for Pod Together 2016. Summary. Wherein, it's not Mikey's fault. Ray knows he's easily distracted. And Gerard doesn't suck, really. There are also bears. Mikey feels like it shouldn't be possible to lose Ray. Ray's hair is like a lighthouse beacon, and he's pretty sure that it should be visible at all times. Mikey cannot see Ray's hair, or the rest of Ray, which is not as weird, but still as frustrating. And not his fault that he got distracted by the store window display. It's Ray's fault for wandering off. Mikey nods decisively. The fact that Ray was in the front and Mikey didn't say he was stopping is nothing to do with anything. Ray should have known that Mikey cannot not be distracted by Star Wars. Mikey is entirely blameless in this situation. For the record. Also, Star Wars. Fucking Star Wars bears. Mikey is kind of annoyed that G hasn't told him about these. He has to know, because Bandit, and he also knows that this is entirely relevant to Mikey's interests. Mikey texts him. You fucking suck. It takes all of 30 seconds for G to call him back. I fucking do not, what the fuck? You didn't tell me they have Star Wars bears. They fucking what? The Stuff Yourself Bears people have Star Wars bears and you didn't tell me. I didn't know. She sounds wounded. Mikey has fallen for G's puppy dog routine before, even though that is not how it's supposed to work. G is the big brother. Mikey sticks his tongue out. Puppy dog eyes don't work through the phone anyways. Ha! Have it be get that fucking pink overalls bear then. Lens went to that party with B and she didn't tell me. She's supposed to tell me shit like that. Why didn't she say anything? Gerard audibly pouts. I mean, I don't want B to just like stuff because I think it's awesome or whatever, but she came back from that party with fucking pink overalls bear and the cats keep stealing its hat. She doesn't even play with it. Lynn should have, like, mentioned that there were better fucking options. Mikey doesn't want to get in the middle of any G and Lynn's disagreements or anything. They tend to get distracted from being annoyed and end up being all mushy. And there are some things that he never wants to see again, thanks. But B is his niece. Mikey has a duty. I'll get her something. You are the best uncle. Obviously. Mikey hangs up the phone and shrugs to himself. Ray will work out that he's lost Mikey pretty soon. And then he'll backtrack. And then he'll see what happened. So Mikey might as well just go in and buy Bandit a Ray bear. And if they have a Luke bear too, then, well, it's like the fucking law that Mikey needs that too. The bear store is packed and fucking loud. And honestly, it looks like the pit at an MCR show. Except, you know, a foot shorter with more fucked off looking parents. The screaming volume's about the same, though, and Mikey kinda wishes he had his monitors with him to block up his ears. It takes for fucking ever to get to the Star Wars display, and Mikey only narrowly avoids permanent injury by flying toys several times. He's a fucking ninja, though, and kids have nothing on Frank for flying attacks, so he is trained for this shit. He feels kind of insulted that no one seems to be paying any attention to the Star Wars display. Fucking kids today, man. They don't have a Luke bear. Mikey pouts. But he's a fucking grown-up, and if he says the Jedi bear is a Luke bear, then it's a fucking Luke bear. He gets Rey for B, and also gets the R2 bear, because fuck yes. And the Vader bear, because it's awesome. The guy at the stuffing machine doesn't even look at him funny or anything. The guy at the stuffing machine is possibly blind. Mikey is not fucking kissing a fucking plastic heart with Darth Vader breathing sounds recorded on it. The R2 beeps one? Fine. Like, R2 is fucking awesome. But Darth? The guy keeps looking at him like he's totally fucking disappointed. So Mikey looks around and kisses it super covertly. maybe not kissing it means full on dark side, it's probably best to be like, careful. Whatever, no one saw. Rey is super fucking slow at finding people. Rey doesn't find him until Mikey's at the computer, registering the bear's names and birth dates, and he's Googling on his phone to find out what Rey's birthday is. The internet is fucking useless, so he texts Pete instead. Hi. Mikey nods at the seat next to him. Rey's too tall to talk to when they're not both sitting down. I should have known. Rey rolls his eyes, but he's smiling, so fuck it. Yep, hold this. Mikey hands Rey and starts registering Luke instead. Birthday, May 25th, 1977. Rey is a good bear holder. He's got big hands and doesn't drop shit nearly as often as Mikey does. He gets a little distracted by R2's beep trill noises, but who fucking wouldn't? Registering the bears takes way too fucking long. Like, he could do it at home later, but it's not the same. And Mikey doesn't want his bears out in the world all unregistered and shit. That does at least give Pete a chance to reply. I don't fucking know. If this is for a bear, use B's own B-Day. Mikey shows the message to Rey. It is freaking scary how much Pete can read your mind. Rey looks apologetically at the mom standing glaring at him for almost cursing in front of her kid. Mikey rolls his eyes at Rey. Mom fucking cursed in front of him and Gia all the time and they were fine. Well, duh. Sweet little dudes, dude. Of course he knows what I'm asking about. Scary. Rey makes his "you are a freak" face. It's awesome. Are all the bears registered now? Can we go soon? Mikey shrugs. Like, they're pretty much done, but he doesn't get the hurry. Time for coffee? Rey asks. Rey is evil. Rey's only a little evil. He carries half the bears. Darth, obviously, because he's evil and dark side and all that. And R2, because he's also awesome and the controller of the universe, just like R2. And he pays for the coffee. Mikey is totally gonna go back and get Rey a Chewy Bear so they can show their awesome hair to each other. The end. Podpicker's notes. As is tradition, I messaged Ermengarde and said, hey, do you want to do a thing for Pod together? And she was like, yes. And I was like, great. And she was like, prompts. And I was like, So Mikey gets lost in the Mall of America, possibly with Build-A-Bear. And she was like, sold. And came back with this. And it's always delightful working with her. And just how adorable. Of course, Mikey Way would get distracted by a Star Wars display. And it's perfect. She remains a delight. I had a romp. Thanks for listening.